Good afternoon, everyone. Excuse me. That's a little better. As we look around and see the condition of the world that we live in now, it's hard not to think that the end may be closer than we could even imagine. We live our lives hoping and praying that the time of God's kingdom would come in our lifetime. Wouldn't that be awesome if it does? But what if it does? Would God find us in the condition that we need to be in? We are now living in a world where power, money, and popularity are more valued than genuine integrity. If we really take a look at those around us, we would find that strong personal character hardly means much at all today. And it certainly isn't regarded as something that we would desire or it would be to be respected. In fact, the public continues to spotlight more and more on those with the evil and slanderous character traits. In the past, the public has always saved the rights of the spotlight for those who were distinguished themselves by sacrifice and moral excellence. The only societies that did not were the ones that were on a decline. Today, the things that are shameful are the things that are celebrated. Sounds like the society we live in right now, doesn't it? Unfortunately, moral character is now seen as totally optional. It's no longer needed. The Bible tells us what happens to a society that lacks character and rejects God. We know that. God instructs us repeatedly to pursue what is good and to avoid evil. He also makes it very clear through Scripture that we are to be men and women of true and respected character, and He teaches us how to acquire and establish godly character. As we reflect on the kind of person that we are and the path that we must walk to achieve our goal of being in God's family, we know that God is looking and He's going to judge us for what is in our heart. Today I'd like to touch on a question that I personally spend a lot of time considering, and I believe most of us probably consider the answer to this question a good bit as well. My question is, what kind of heart do we have? What kind of heart do I have? And more specifically for the sermon of today, what kind of heart do we need to have to please God? When the subject of the heart is brought up, I automatically bring to mind the example of King David. We all know that King David was a man after God's own heart. We also know that he committed much sin, and he had the same types of troubles that we face today. We aren't any different than what he had to face. Experiences are all the same, just a different time. So what, then, made David a man after God's heart? More specifically, if David was a man after God's own heart, what kind of heart did David have? And what can we learn from this? To find the answer, let's take a quick look into what kind of character King David had. Now, I'm going to use a few extra verses that we normally wouldn't do in a sermon at times, so just write them down. I'll read them for us, and you can look at them later. But first of all, David had full faith in God. He had a faithful character. He was aware that God was in control of his life, and he was completely confident that God would deliver him from danger and distress. We can read about this in Psalm 55:16, where David says, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will save me." David was completely confident. And how about the story of David and Goliath? All the men of Israel were afraid of the Philistine giant. Even with the reward that King Saul was offering, still no man would stand up against the giant. When David heard of it, he didn't understand why no man would stand up to the Philistines for defiling the army of the living God. David volunteered, but Saul said, "David, you aren't able because you're just a youth." But David convinced King Saul by reminding him of how God had helped him by when he had to slay lions and bears when he was guarding over his father's flocks. David told Saul that this Philistine would be like one of those lions or bears. And seeing that the giant defiled the army of the living God. So Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." And we all know the end of the story. With no armor and one stone in his sling, and David's complete faith and trust in God, God delivered the Israelites from the Philistines. And from the time of his youth, David knew that God was to be trusted and obeyed. Secondly, David loved God's law. Psalm 119, verses 47 and 48. Psalm 119, 47 and 48, and I'll continue to read for you. "For I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love." Verse 48, "My hands also will I lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on all your statutes," all your laws. Psalm 119:97 says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." We see here that David cherished God's law. Thirdly, David was thankful and constantly praised God. The Psalms are full of David's praises to God. But I'll just read one. Psalm 9, verse 1. "I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works." Fourthly, David was repentant. Psalm 51, verses 1 and 2. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions." Blot out my sins. "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." And verse 17, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise." So in a quick glimpse into David's character and his life, we could say that David was a man after God's own heart because he loved and he obeyed God. He possessed an obedient heart. God called David a man after his heart because David strived to do all his will. When God looks and judges us, what really matters is the condition of our heart. Jeremiah 17, verse 10 reads, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." The obedient heart is the heart that has a willingness to learn and change. It aligns itself to the will of God and not to the pulls of this world. Let's consider the definition of obedience. Obedience is, and the act of submissive compliance. It complies with a command or a precept. It is when a person yields to explicit instructions given by authoritative figures. In this case, God. What then is the importance of having an obedient heart? Number one, obedience is proof of love to God. Obedience is proof of love to God. Let's turn to John 14 and read verse 15. John 14 and verse 15, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. "If you really love me, you will obey my commandments." Now in verse 23 of the same chapter, Jesus answered, "If a person really loves me, he will keep my word. He will obey my teaching. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." What an honor this promise is. That's awesome. David loved God's law. And we need to do all that we have in us to show God that we love his law and his commandments as well. True obedience is not just an act. It's an attitude. It's not motivated by fear. It's not motivated by guilt. It's motivated by love. We need to prepare our hearts to seek God's law and then do it. We do this by prayer, study, and fasting. We need to rearrange our priorities in life so that our primary motivation is to obey and glorify God. We need to saturate ourselves by God's Word and then live by it. We need to be faithful, motivated, encouraged by God's law. And if we do so, we'll grow spiritually and God will be well pleased. Number two, obedience plays an important role in the claiming of our inheritance into God's kingdom and all the blessings that come with that. Obedience plays an important role in claiming your inheritance, our inheritance, into God's kingdom and all the blessings that come with that. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Let's turn to Exodus 19. Exodus 19, we'll read verses 5 and 6. Verse 5, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice in truth and keep my commandments, then you shall be my peculiar possession and treasure from among all people." Verse 6, "You shall be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, set apart for the worship of God." Let's turn also to Revelation 5 and read verse 10. Revelation 5. And verse 10, "And you have made them a royal race and priests, and they shall reign as kings over all the earth." Our goal of being part of God's family and being part of His kingdom can only be if we obey His law. We need to make sure that we are obedient to what we have already been shown and the things He will show us later. And make sure we are actively involved in all that we can. And also learn from the examples of others. David showed us that being faithful, trusting, obeying, being thankful, being repentant, allow God to bless him and title him a man after God's own heart. And there are many other examples in the Bible we could go to as well that we can learn from if we desire to. Brethren, we have to have an obedient heart. We must know God's Word. We need to prepare our hearts to seek God's will, His law, and then do it. I hope that we all desire to be a person after God's own heart. Like David, we will make mistakes and we'll stumble. But when we do, because we obey and we love God, He's going to pick us up, He's going to dust us off, and He's going to set us back on our path right towards His kingdom. God's concerned more about our hearts than our outward appearances, the things that are on the outside. Let's remember what God said to Samuel when He picked David to be king. 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as a man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord, He looks at the heart." Sure, I'm glad He doesn't look at my personal appearance. I've been told many times I'm a big, scary man. What then does God see when He looks at our hearts? Does He see true, genuine, loving obedience? Is He pleased with what He has found in us? In closing, let's turn to Revelation 22 and read verse 14. This is our reward, the reward for having an obedient heart. Revelation 22, verse 14. "Blessed and happy are those who cleanse their garments." In other words, those who are obedient and have a repentant heart have made themselves ready, "that they may have the authority and the right to the tree of life and to enter through the gates into the city." Have a great Sabbath.